Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Want to invite you out to this year's third annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show being held July 1st, 7 p.m. over at the Firebird in St. Louis, Missouri. This year's lineup includes Hounds, the Royal Furs, Forgetting January, and Bald Eagle Mountain, hosted by comedian John Venegoni. We'll have Gorilla Street Food also there, sling up some delicious meals from their food truck, and sponsored by Four Hands Brewery. So local music, local food, local beer, and local venue. So it's going to be a great time. Come on out. $8 in advance, $10 day of show, and we're going to have a great time. I'm really excited about this, and we can't wait to see you there. All details can be found at rockpaperpodcast.com or firebirdstl.com. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Today I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Check them out over there at the Dot Zack Building in the Grand Center area in St. Louis, Missouri. Or shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Hey, come by this Friday, June 30th. All new music happy hour going on. New records in store from The Cure, Shaky Graves, Stone Sour, Dave Matthews Band, Beach House, Cranberries, and Bruce Springsteen and more. You can find full listing of details all at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all kinds of exclusive deals and giveaways and stuff. Shop local, everybody. It's a beautiful record store located right here in St. Louis. Yeah, help them out. Shop local, support these local bands, check out their local music selection. And again, shop online 24/7, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Chris Swan with Soul Motivation Records, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Chris Swan.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, dude. I've been a long-time listener. I'm excited to be on, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm thrilled that it's worked out that we're here today. I talk about it a lot on these shows. It's kind of getting more and more common, but it's always cool for me. But this is our first time really getting to hang out and getting to meet on the mic, and it's always fun for me, too, to, like, just go around discovering new music in our town and being able to talk to people on the show and stuff. So it's crazy that it's still happening, you know. It's like I'm still always meeting new people and stuff, and
yeah, there's so much, yeah. Man, even just your podcast alone, looking through a bunch of your stuff, I'm like, man, there's half these guys that some I've heard of, some I haven't. It's like, man, I need to get to work. There's a lot of music in this town
for sure.
And so which is cool because there's never ending possibilities.
Yeah.
And it'll keep you working for a long time, man.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, it's cool, too, because, like, there's always the next generation coming up. There's always more and more kids want to get out and play, or, like, you know, the course of the veterans have been at it. Maybe they'll got a new record coming out. So, yeah.
Yep.
Always keep me busy, and it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, it's good to meet you. I'm glad to meet you face-to-face, finally. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been involved in various forms of music, playing piano and stuff, keys. Yep. and got a couple bands. But you just recently started a new project with a record company.
Yep.
So we got a lot going on. We got a lot to talk about. But yeah. Tell me a little bit more about Chris Swan. How, like, you grew up here in St. Louis, or
I'm actually from Michigan. I'm from northern Michigan, way up where there's still snow on the ground, probably.
Yeah, right.
So I grew up way up north, and then I left there to go to college. So I came down here for college.
Yeah,
And I actually went in Illinois, in Greenville, Illinois. I went to Greenville College, Home of Jars of Clay. I don't know if you remember those guys from a long time ago.
Flood, right?
Yeah, Flood. That was the song. Yeah, that was the song. So that when that song was out, that's when I went to college. It was 95. Mm-hmm. Or it was maybe right before the song. But it was right around that time. But they were using Jars of Clay to draw people into the school, to the music program. So I worked. It got me down there and a lot of other people. And so, yeah, I went to Greenville College. And that got me to this area. And then I just loved St. Louis so much. So I just stayed here. Yeah. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
But when was it, were you focusing on music there? Or?
Yeah, so I went there for to study music. Yeah. They had a great studio program. That was the biggest reason I wanted to go there, because I wanted to record a real album. I had done like a tape or whatever in my hometown studio, you know, but I wanted to do like a real album. So that was the big thing that got me there. And I studied piano performance, actually, while I was there. And I recorded an album. And then I actually dropped out after 2 years because I formed a band, and then we decided to go on the road. So we left school and went to be rock stars, tour coast to coast.
Yeah.
And now we're in my basement, so we see how that happened, how that went. But no, we, you know, we did it for 6 to 8 years. It was a band called the LP Outsiders. And yeah, it was a really good time in my life, man. But it got me out on the road, got a lot of experience, and we got to open for a lot of, you know, big acts, and we toured with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy for a summer. Cool. And yeah, so yeah, it was a really, really great experience. So, so yeah, we did that for, man, it was like 6 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of, you know, people want to go on with their lives, and we did a lot of cool stuff, but it never really, really took off enough to where we could like pay our bills with it, you know?
Right.
People wanted to get married and have kids. Yeah. You know how that goes, right? Yeah. So
Adulting.
People wanted to adult.
Yeah.
So yeah, the band kind of split up. And but like I said, I love St. Louis, so I decided just to stay here. I moved into the city and started just doing piano bars and playing jazz. I had that's when I started Sky West Trio, and we started doing gigs around town, and just decided, yeah, I want to just figure out how to make a living playing music.
Very cool. We kind of mentioned it off mic, but I've had on Spanky Phil Manalis on there, and talking dueling piano stuff with him. And
yep.
I don't know, that whole world is very interesting to me, like just the whole idea of how many songs you guys have to know and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, and the fact that every night you got to party, like, it's, you know, you got to, everybody's there to have a good time, and so you got to be on your game, keeping the energy up and having fun with them, and everybody wants to always hear the same handful of songs, you know, always. It's always so. I don't know. The whole thing is just crazy to me. That whole business, and I mean, yeah, like it works though. People love it.
People really love it. It is. It's such a party, you know. So if you like to party and drink, stuff like that, it's a good time. It's the place to go. And who doesn't want to hear all the songs that they love, right? Yeah. So yeah, man, it's definitely, but you're right, it is its own little world. Mm-hmm. You have to learn a lot of songs, and you have to stay on top of new stuff. And probably the biggest challenge is the whole, you have to be on whether you're feeling it or not, right?
Sure.
So, and I actually quit drinking about a year and a half ago. So when I quit drinking, that's when it became really hard, because when you're part of the party and you're drinking, you know, you're drinking, and it's fun. Anything's fun when you're drinking, you know. But then when you kind of are trying to take better care of yourself and not drink every night, you know, then it becomes kind of hard to find that energy to do it every night. But, you know, it's just a job like anything else, and you do it, and, you know, it's still fun to play songs and see people have a good time and have, you know, have a good time. So there's definitely something to it, like being the one that's, like, bringing that joy into their life, you know what I mean? So try to focus on that part now instead of the alcohol, you know. But yeah, man, it's definitely a good time. If you've never been to a dueling piano bar, you should definitely check it out.
Do you have a particular song that you're just like cringe every time people request it now and playing it so much?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's kind of like, we have like a core, like maybe 100 songs or so that just kind of get played almost every night, and there's definitely the 5 or 6 big ones. Piano Man, Sweet Caroline, Brown Eyed Girl, you know, and it's what's funny is how many people still think they're the first one to request Piano Man. They're like, oh, we're at a piano bar. Yeah. You know what you should play, dude? You should play piano. He's like, I got the request, dude. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, right.
Here's Piano Man, dude. You should play that. You know what I mean? They're so excited about it.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I just played it 10 minutes ago. I'm going to play it again in 20 minutes, you know. So
that's such a weird song, too, anyway. Like, if you listen to the lyrics of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a good song.
It's not a great song. Yeah. I'm not a fan. I don't know if I'm not allowed to say that, being a piano bar person. Right. But no, I've never been a huge fan of Piano Man.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those songs that people like. I remember being a kid and just, you know, people would come over to play the piano at your house, and that's the song they would play because everyone just thought it was so so awesome, you know. So
my dad, we had a piano growing up at the house. I don't know, who knows when the last time it was tuned or anything, but it sat there, and my dad, he would, you know, he liked to kind of dabble with it a little bit, and he'll just, like, usually he came by the, he'd walk by, and he goes,
there you go,
do the Bob Seger and stuff.
Totally.
So, yeah,
that's another one.
Yeah,
yeah, every night, dude. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's cool though, man. I love that, you know, piano music and stuff. I love what my buddy Jeremy was like. When we grew up, he played a ton of piano around, he's one of those guys that, like, has perfect pitch and everything, just like kind of a freak for music. It was just like crazy how fast he could pick up anything and just play, and it blew my mind. But yeah, it was just like, I love being around that kind of stuff. So Skywest Trio, you mentioned this, this is your current band you're working with?
Yep. Yeah.
And playing around town.
Yeah, that's my kind of working band, you know. We've been around a long time now, 15, 16 years. I think we started around 2002 or 3, something like that. And that was kind of my, especially when I was doing a lot of piano bars, I wanted to have something else so I wasn't just doing piano bar stuff all the time. So I wanted to have a band because I like playing in a band, and we could do the music that we wanted to do. So we started off as a jazz trio. We just did jazz. You know, that's really what we all wanted to play. But it's hard to get enough gigs to pay the bills off of jazz.
Right.
You know, jazz you can do and make, you know, $50, $75 or whatever. But if you really want to pay your bills, you got to play some pop stuff. So then we started getting into, well, let's play some pop, but let's do what we want to do. So I'm a big R&B, hip-hop fan, especially 90s.
Yeah.
90s stuff. So we really started, you know, doing a lot of that kind of stuff. We do a lot of rap, a lot of R&B, but we do a lot of Stevie Wonder and stuff like that, Steely Dan, just like bands we like, Coldplay. We do like kind of a mix of a bunch of different stuff that we just really like, but it works really well because it kind of, you know, we can read a crowd and kind of play to the crowd, you know, and kind of get everybody involved, and they can hear the stuff they want to hear instead of just one person like, oh, I love this, and the other person's like, oh, I hate this kind of music, you know. So we do a little bit of everything. So yeah, we've been doing it for quite a few years now.
Sure. That, you know, talking to enough people doing the show now, and like is the one part of it also, for as far as covers wise, always intrigues me is the when you spend the time to learn a song, you're like, oh, this is a, you know, this is a big hit on the radio. People should like this. And then you go out to try to play it, and whatever happened, it doesn't land. You know, it doesn't. You can't get anybody to react to it. And you try it a couple of times, and like, just not for whatever reason, this song is not connecting.
Totally.
You ever have one of those?
Yeah. It happens all the time. You know, we're always trying to learn new stuff, and so like that's the big question. Like,
right.
We want to do a lot of the classic hip-hop tunes, you know? So there's a lot that are classic to me, but maybe aren't going to be classic to somebody else, or they aren't going to quite... there's a lot that was done in the production of the track that you can't quite pull off live, you know what I mean? So there's some of those, and some have gone over great, like Jump Around we do, and like Jump by Crisscross, two Jump songs. but then one that I thought was going to be really great is Mama Said Knock You Out. LL Cool J.
Yeah.
But that one, like, we play it sometimes, and just most of the time people just, they kind of get into it for like 10 seconds, and then they're like, it's just really repetitive, which a lot of rap is.
Right.
So that's kind of the key when you play it in a band, is finding ways to make it interesting, even though it's just the same little sample that plays over and over, you know? So, yeah, that was one that's like, man, I thought this was going to be cool, and people are just kind of like, you know what I mean? So you just never know. You just got to try stuff and see what lands.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's where something like maybe like a medley or or kind of a some kind of mashup would help, because you can do enough of it to where people are like, okay, that was cool, and then like then hit them with something else. Or I think it's fun when people find those grooves, you know, where it's like, oh, these three songs sort of kind of all have the same kind of groove going. Yes. And then like you can kind of keep that going and then just do different songs over that. And so that's always fun too, to keep it fresh and keeping it entertaining as far as the live crowd and stuff.
That's exactly it. Yeah. So you try the whole thing, and if it doesn't work, right, then you're like, okay, we're going to put this in a medley. Yeah, we totally do that. We do these little medleys because most times, especially with rap, people just want to hear the hook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, we do that. We do a lot of that. It's like, okay, this is going to go in the medley. We're not going to do this whole song anymore. Yeah. Just do the hook and do something else.
Yeah. But like I was saying, some of that stuff's, you know, if not executed, you know, right, like... if you don't pay attention to some of the orchestration in them, you know, like it, as far as that production, and it doesn't land the same. So you have to have all the pieces there.
It's so true, man. Yeah, it's so true.
Like actually, one of my buddies do a cover band, and they were doing California Love from Tupac, and they had the talk box so he could do the do the voice effect on it and stuff. So that was again, that's attention to detail. You have to have the proper instruments to do it right and
stuff. That's going the extra mile, man.
So
that's good.
They would do a couple. He actually did like a real good Peter Frampton with it and stuff, obviously.
Gotta do Frampton,
right? So but yeah, it was cool. But again, it's, if you don't have the talk box to do the California.
Exactly. You just kind of fake it, but it's not quite the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's another one that's super repetitive too, right? It's just that one little lick over and over. So if you don't do something cool with it, people get bored fast.
So like I was saying, we've been in music for a good while now, you just launched your own record label, right?
Yep.
Soul Motivation Records.
That's it.
Yeah. Where is this idea coming?
So, I mean, like I said, you know, I got into music to create original music. You know, that's ever since I was a little kid, I had my own little recording studio. We were just talking about technology and how everybody has a laptop now, you know, and can record. But back in my day, kids, we had, you know, a Tascam cassette 4-track recorder, you know, and that was the coolest thing because I could do 8 tracks if I, you know, did it the right way. So, you know, but I was doing that ever since I was a kid. That's what really excited me about music, was I could make my own songs. And I did that all through LP Outsiders, but when the LP Outsiders ended and I went into just gigging, I stopped making my own music, you know. And a big part of me died, you know what I mean? Like, not to be overdramatic, but, like, that's kind of what I feel like I was made to do, and I just stopped doing it.
Right.
And I got really depressed, just turned into an alcoholic, was just playing, drinking. I did that for a long time. And I think what really happened is I was about to turn 40. I turned 40 last October. And that was coming, and I'm like, man, I'm going to be 40. What am I doing with my life? It's just kind of a moment of clarity where I was like, dude, what am I doing? You know what I mean? And so I quit drinking, which is just something I needed to do for my health. But when I did that, I was like, okay, if I'm going to quit drinking and really get my life together, I'm going to deal with the things that are making me miserable. And I just kind of wrote down a list of, okay, what are these things I need to deal with? And some were personal relationships. Some were health things. Some of them were money. Some of them were career. And the career thing was, I'm just not happy just playing covers every night, you know? I like entertaining people. I've had a lot of fun doing it. And I'm thankful for the opportunity I make a living playing music. That's awesome, you know? I'm not trying to take that for granted. But it's not what I truly got into music for. And there's more out there, and I need to do it or I'm going to have regrets when I'm later in life, you know. So that led to a year-long just kind of personal search. Okay, what am I going to do? What do I want to do? And when I got into that, I started listening to a lot of motivational stuff, which I've always kind of listened to, Tony Robbins and Les Brown and those guys. But I really dove in deep because I really was like, I got to figure out what I want to do. And the more I kind of listened to that stuff and just really that stuff kind of resonated with me, I realized, like, I want to be one of these people. I want my music to mean something. You know what I mean? I knew that I wanted to do music, but I didn't know exactly what that meant, you know? And after a while, I realized I want to be the musical Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
That was kind of like my aha moment, you know?
Right.
It's like, I want to be the musical version of Tony Robbins. I want to make music that helps and inspires people and helps people heal and encourages people. You know, but I want it to be really good music first, like music that's just cool, but still has a message and can help people. And so kind of working through that and just talking to a lot of people and brainstorming, that led to Soul Motivation Records. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'm going to start a record company that does motivational hip hop and R&B music.
Yeah, man.
And that was the beginning.
There's quite a few people around town that, I don't know, maybe not, I would consider motivating also, but inspiring and stuff, just, you know, it's conscious music that, you know, thought provoking and stuff. It's not,
right.
not just hip hop rapping about cars and girls and money and stuff,
right.
You know, real life stuff. And it's it's something that's relatable and it's moving and inspiring and stuff. So
exactly. And that's the kind of people I want to hang out with. Like,
right.
That's the kind of people I'm trying to find and discover and be friends with, because I want to be part of that movement, you know,
right.
Especially in hip hop. I love hip hop. I've been a hip hop fan my whole life. But I think it's, you know, there's pros and cons to hip hop and the culture. And I think lately it's just gotten a little bit about drugs and strip clubs and,
yeah.
You know, which is cool. You got to have fun rap music too. I'm not like dogging that stuff necessarily,
right.
But I miss the 90s and the early 2000s with Common and Mos Def and those guys that were really like conscious hip hop, you know,
sure.
Like you're saying, like stuff that kind of really meant something. And I miss that about the 90s stuff. And so I know there's people that are still out there doing it. And that's, I just want Soul Motivation Records to be a part of that movement, like
yeah.
Bringing positive uplifting hip hop music to the culture.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get involved, you can head over to soulmotivationrecords.com.
Yeah.
There's a Facebook page. You can follow along there too. And one thing I do love following you also is you've been doing a lot of these videos. You do your motivational quote of the day and all this stuff, and
yep.
It's inspiring to, you know, you get that bit of a positivity every day, and it helps, man.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about, putting some love and positivity into the world every day.
Way too much negativity on the internet. And
I agree, man.
Yeah.
Right, like it's good to just have a breath of fresh air every once in a while.
Definitely.
Yep.
And people, if you're interested, you can head over there to soulmotivationrecords.com/free-music, right?
That's right. Yeah,
grab some free music even.
Yeah, giving away some free music. I've given away like three. You can pick the song you want. There's three songs off of my new EP, and you can pick which one you want and download it for free. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, check it out.
Very cool. So yeah, you'll be releasing. You have a brand new EP coming out through Soul Motivation Records.
Yep.
And this will be available on iTunes digitally July 18th. You can head over there and download a brand new Chris Juan EP.
That's right.
The title, the lead single, is Soul Motivation.
That's right.
And we're going to share it today. You want to tell me anything about that song?
Yeah, so this was kind of the first really brand new song I'd done in a long time. And this is when I kind of was putting together the label and the idea of what I really wanted to be about. I just wanted to kind of make the theme song for what I really wanted the company to stand for. So it's called Soul Motivation, and it's really just, it's about finding your purpose in life and really following your dreams.
You know, we only get one life. You know, if we're not doing what we were created to do, we are wasting time. People are waiting on us. They're waiting for us to reach them with our purpose. You know, I don't want to waste any more time. It's time to think, discuss, read, pray, push ourselves. It's time to figure it out.
What's your soul? cause if I'm out around, I want you to repeat every word you heard me spitting. Here's why. I got a funny feeling that you're feeling funny. See you drinking in the corner and your nose is kinda bloody. I used to hold that corner down, but I like to think I'm found. Once lost, high cost, now you looking at the boss. See, now I love my brother, the more than any other. I learned to love myself, can't help but feeling like no other. Nobody else like me, I love it that way endlessly. And can you see me riding down your street with you right next to me? Hands up, windows down, feeling love all around. It all starts with the sound of your heart beating now. Can you finally see it now? You got the greatness, you don't need the fake to sing it now. Will you go where you wanna go? Will you do what you wanna do? What's your soul motivation? Will you follow through? Cause in this life we have the chance to change what we want to. So find your soul motivation and follow through. Okay, 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 you don't have to be another casualty, another lost one, another fantasy that never comes to be. A dreamer with no dream. If it was up to me, I'd leave it up to you to see what you wanna see. Endless possibility, no matter who your parents be or what outside your window be. All have opportunity, it's all inside your mind. And you can find your peace within you if you find the time. So now's the time to listen to the advice I'm giving. I promise if you just try, you can see what is written on the wall of your life, but there is no giving up. You gotta push on and pursue. When it's hard, it's just you versus the world, it's true. But it's better than hiding the blue. Do you want more? Go get it. Your fear, forget it. Time to let it be time for you, bet it. Will you go where you wanna go? Will you do what you wanna do? What's your soul motivation? Will you follow through? Cause in this life we have a chance to change what we want to. So find your soul motivation and follow through.
Is that one of the three?
Yeah, and that's one of the three you can get for free.
Yeah. If you want to listen, if you want to grab a copy of it right now, head over there, soulmotivationrecords.com, and grab it.
Yep.
Before the, and then you also have another tune called Start Again. You said you wanted to share.
Yeah. Start Again is another one. This actually isn't one of the free songs, but it's one that's kind of meant a lot to me over the years. I was telling you earlier off mic that I had a podcast for a little while, and it was called Living Loopy, and it was all about Loopy is my nickname. A lot of people call me Loopy.
Yeah.
And so it was all about kind of my weight loss journey, and you know, I'm a bigger dude, and I've struggled with food my whole life and all that stuff. And so I was really working on getting healthy, as I still am, as we all are. But so I was doing this podcast for, I don't know, 6 or 8 months. The only reason I quit doing it, I loved it, but the only reason I quit doing it was because it was taken away from being able to focus on my music. You know, podcasting is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of time. Sure. And it was just taken away from what I really wanted to do, was create music. So, but anyway, Start Again was the theme song to that podcast. And so it's a song that really means a lot to me. Kind of marked the beginning. It's a song I wrote quite a few years ago, but it kind of marked the beginning of, me wanting to change my life and get healthy and truly believe that you can change the things you don't like, and you can change The things we think we're not in control of, we are. Our health, our career, everything, we can change and start over. Every day is a chance to do that. So that song just means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
So, yeah, man.
Just open your eyes.
Yeah, I know how you feel right now. The whole world is laughing and having a ball.
Yep.
Or you're down and you just happen to feel yourself fall.
Yeah.
But look around, cause you're on top of it all.
Uh-huh.
Even when you're bound by the negativity, the things that get to me and you. Yeah, I've been there too. But when the sun sets, here you can say goodbye. And the fourth can rise, and the only limit's the sky.
If you wanna feel your heart, my friend, you know you can always just start again.
Yeah.
Every time you feel like it's all
too much.
Close your eyes and visualize your back and touch. If you wanna feel your new life begin, you know you can always just start again. Today is the day to do it. Now just open your eyes. If you wanna feel your heart, my friend, you know you can always just start again. You can always just start again. Today is the day to do it. Now just open your eyes.
So, with the label and stuff, are you the only artist at the moment?
I am. Yeah. So right now we have one artist, which is Chris Swan.
Yeah.
So I'm the CEO and also the first artist. I also have a new project coming out. It's called Glossy Soul. It's instrumental music. It's what I call hip-hop piano jazz. So it's kind of hip-hop music, piano, you know, based, but it's all instrumental stuff. And so I'm releasing that this fall. So we'll have that. You know, again, that's my project. So it's
yeah.
Chris Swan and then Glossy Soul. We'll have those two artists. But then starting in the new year, I'm definitely will be starting to look at some other artists
sure.
That want to be associated with what we do. It's just that they have to really kind of match what we want to do and really be about the message first and and helping others. And so I'm not just going to go out signing a bunch of people just to have artists, you know what I mean? Yeah. I really want people who really believe in the core values of the company. So we'll see in the future what that means. But for now, yeah, it's kind of just an avenue for me to release my own music right now. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's a very smart thing to do too. With the looking at you know, the current way music is, like, it's a good way to protect yourself too, and own your own music and everything. And like, because there's so many people out there that are being taken advantage of that don't even own their own music and stuff.
Exactly.
And
like,
that's what's crazy to me. Like that, you know, I've heard a lot of stories. Even like the Beatles, even Paul McCartney had like just recently bought back all his music or something. You know,
it's crazy,
you know,
right? Like, somebody that big,
yeah. It's like how much revenue those songs, you know, brought in. Now, of course, he got paid, you know, doing stuff. But like, you know, the fact that he didn't own the rights to the the songs that and stuff. That Michael Jackson bought
Michael Jackson,
and
then he
bought
him,
bought him back from Michael Jackson after a while. And,
crazy. Yeah, so it is. It's crazy, and I think that's definitely something I want to be careful of, and that's definitely the advantage of doing it yourself.
Right.
And I think the day of like having to be signed by a label and all that stuff is kind of over. I mean, it definitely can help. If the right situation came along, I would look at it. But I really think we have all the tools we need to do it ourselves now with the internet and technology. So record your own album, put it out yourself, just do it right. Do it. Make it official and real, you know, like make a business, get your license, you know, register your songs, copyright everything, you know, register with ASCAP, do all that kind of stuff to protect yourself.
Right.
And now you can do it yourself. And so there's no reason to kind of hold back. I think a lot of people just think, well, you know, unless I get signed, I can't really be an artist. It's the whole American Idol syndrome, right? Yeah. Like, unless we're discovered, we can't make music. It's like, that's ridiculous. Are you here to make music or just to be popular, you know? And you can make music anywhere, first of all, but then if you really want to pursue it as a career, you have the tools to do it. They're there. You can find them, you know, and do it yourself. So, yeah, just do it right, protect yourself, and just start putting stuff out into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to that. Like, I don't know, just being younger and naive, I didn't really know a lot about it until, you know, more recently, but like, I realize how many people right here in St. Louis are just working musicians. That's their living. I mean, they may play, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week, but they're getting paid to play, make music, and you know, there's something to that. You know, as much of a job as it is, but it's I think that's got to be quite a bit more rewarding than just a 40. I don't know. I'm sure. I guess there's pros and cons to any of it, but I think that would be. You know, you don't have to be on American Idol to reach your goal. Like, you can still be a great musician without having to, you know, do all that stuff or whatever it is. So
totally true, man. I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize that. Like, how many guys are making their living in this town playing music? I know a lot of people say it's a great music town, and some people like to complain about it. There's pros and cons about the music scene, but yeah, if you're willing to do the work, it's just like anything else. You know, if you're really willing to do the work, you can do it. I have lots of friends who are, you know, doing it full time. It's very possible. There's lots of restaurants and wine bars and stuff like that who want music, you know. So if you're just willing to hustle a little bit and learn the right repertoire, you know, it's hard to do it just playing your own music. If you just want to play your original stuff, that's a little harder road.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be willing to play throw in some covers at least.
Well, I think that's what is really great to see when an artist knows exactly what their sound is, and then they can pick out the covers to properly place those.
Yeah.
And you're maybe doing a cover set at a bar, but then you drop in your original, and then everybody's like grooving to it just the same, and they're like, "Oh man, who was that?" And they're like, "Oh, that's Chris Swan, that's me, that's my song." And it's like, you know, so that's gotta feel real good when you can. We need to make that happen and stuff. So
yeah, exactly. There's an art to that, and there's some artists that are able to do it really well, kind of blend the two, and then you got the best of both worlds. You got lots of gigs, and you're playing your own music.
Check out Chris Swan, and the EP coming up July 18th. Well, I guess you said it's available now?
It is out. I released it June 1st when I launched the company, the same day I launched the company.
But
It's available just on the website. Mm-hmm. But we are going to put it out onto iTunes as well, July 18th. So if some people are scared to buy anything anywhere else because they don't know how to get it into their media player or whatever. So, yeah, we will be releasing it on iTunes July 18th.
Yeah. What about Spotify or any of that stuff?
Yeah, so that will come a few months later.
Okay.
It'll be out on streaming towards the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can follow along with Chris on Facebook, Soul Motivation Records, like I said, and check out the website and grab some free music. Who doesn't love free music?
Right? Yeah. It's just a win-win, man. Yeah. Go get it. Get you some.
Yeah. And we mentioned Sky West Trio. They're also, there's a Facebook page for that, and you can keep up with dates and stuff around town.
Yeah, and we have a website too, skywesttrio.com. Yeah. So you can go there, and we have our calendar up there, and you can even sign up for... if you want to know where we're going to be playing, we do an email blast once a month. So, yeah, we're around town, man. Come hang out. It's a good time.
And you said you can also be seen around town with Jim Manley?
Yeah, I also play quite a bit with Jim Manley. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good dude and great trumpet player. Kind of a well-respected trumpet dude around town and around the world, really.
That's just the two of you?
Usually it's just me and him. Yeah. We play, you know, that's kind of my working gigs, you know what I mean? We play wine bars and restaurants over in the corner. But we get to play jazz. We get to play music we love. So it's totally worth it, man. We play quite a bit around town. Every Wednesday we're at Sasha's Wine Bar in Clayton on DeMond.
Yeah.
So we've been holding that down for 6 or 7 years now. So you can come see us there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot over there for sure.
Yeah, it's a really nice spot, man.
I've been see Richard Kilkin over there. I think he does Mondays and stuff. So yeah.
Oh, maybe the other one in.
Oh, that's bright. Yeah,
because there's one. There's two of them.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Shaw.
Oh,
but we do the one. Yeah, so I think that's over there.
That's
but we do the one over on DeMond.
Okay,
it's the original one actually. And Pierce Krask plays there on Thursday. If you know Pierce, he plays there on Thursday. We play there on Wednesdays there. So yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Richie does the Shaw one.
The Shaw one. Yeah, that's right.
Come see Chris play around town. Grab some music.
Yeah.
Support local music, everybody.
Support local music, man. I just want to thank you, dude. I appreciate what you do for this music scene. Just
thanks, man.
Spreading the word, man. It's really awesome. So I appreciate you.
I appreciate that. I kind of want to... The whole idea to just showcase this city, man. There's so much incredible talent and still stuff I don't even know about. I'm still out there trying to discover it. So
much.
It's fun, man. I mean, and of course, these people become some of my best friends. So it makes you want to even root for them more when you find out they're let alone great musicians, but they're incredible people too. And it's just like you want to root for them and. It's fun, man. So
that's awesome.
I wish you the best of luck with the record company, and then of course this new EP. And
thanks, buddy.
So yeah, if you dig it, tell Chris what you think. Say hey, and tell him you heard it here on Rock River Podcast.
Love it.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.